Just as in the 11 o'clock service, we join together for the call to worship. You can follow the call to worship with the slide tabs in the order, or click the bulletin tab and you will find it there. I'll read the light color print, and if you would respond with the bold color print, together we'll do the prayer of confession. Allegiance to our nation is God's will, but it must not hinder our allegiance to God.
And allegiance to God ought not to keep us from being responsible citizens in our nation.
Our nation deserves our loyalty, but every government is finally responsible to God. It cannot claim what belongs to God.
We thank God for our nation and pledge our allegiance to it, and we reaffirm our faith in God, the final ruler of all nations.
And together, the prayer of confession. We love our nation, Father, and commit ourselves to support and defense. But we would not want that allegiance to interfere with our devotion to you. Nevertheless, we interfere with it ourselves through apathy. Forgive us when we are so careless in giving you what is yours, but continue to expect you to bless our land and our lives. Make us a strong nation to people who are sincere in our devotion to you and in our support of one another. In our Savior's name we pray. Amen.
And the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And we sing glory to the Father.
Glory be to the Father.
You may be seated.